I was at lunch on Saturday. It was my mother-in-law and my father-in-law's birthday lunch. And we were out at a restaurant sitting there and talking about some of the names of foods that we Australians just can't help but mangle. Now, look, I'm sure there's a fair bit of cultural cringe here, but also probably some very real nervousness when you're ordering lunch. Have you thought, am I actually getting this right? Is that waiter laughing at me? Is it gosleme or gosleme? What about the Vietnamese soup? Is it pho or pho? Don't even get me started on charcuterie or charcuterie. I know I'm triggering a lot of you out there. I know you're probably also a little bit unsure what's the right one. Have you or someone you know been picked up for a food faux pas? Maybe you've been the one to correct someone on their pronunciation of a food or dish. Time to gloat a little bit with the nation. I'd love to hear from you. The text line's open, 0418226576. You can also tweet me at rndrive. Lots of you chiming in. Lots of you actually not quite sure what the real word is. Tartare? I suppose it depends on whether it's a sauce or whether it's a dish. What about cumin? Do you sometimes pronounce that? I'm not even going to try and pronounce that incorrectly. What's the one that really stumps you that you're not sure of? It's time to own up. 0418226576. Well, she is a celebrity chef and author of several cookbooks. She probably knows the truth. What about Maeve O'Mara? How are you? Am I pronouncing that correctly for starters?
You are in the true Irish way, because you'd think by looking at it was O'Meara, but that's wrong. So thank you, Andy, for getting it right.
Well, I had 50-50 chance there, and that's often the feeling when you're sitting down at the restaurant. And look, I'm not sure if this happens to you, but us mere food mortals, I say to my wife, what's that? How do I say that? Because I'm just sometimes not sure. And you don't necessarily ever get taught the truth, and perhaps the waiter is too polite to correct you. Let's start with that famous Vietnamese soup. You do Vietnamese food tours in Karamata, I understand, so you know what you're talking about when it comes to that special soup.
Well, actually, my dear friend and guide, Peter Nguyen, who introduces himself as Peter Smith, because it's so popular, teaches our groups how to say hello and thank you, useful words. But that all-important word for that beautiful beef soup, pho.
Pho.
Pho. And yes, it's inflection. No, it's pho. So it's a sort of slippery dip of a sound, pho. So it's never fur or faux.
Wow. That is way more complex. So let me just, am I getting this right? Chicken soup? Am I pronouncing that right? Because I'm never going to remember that.
It's actually beef soup.
Oh, it's beef even? Because I always get the chicken.
No. So fur is traditionally beef soup made with the bones, with the marrow in it, with the brown cardamom, star anise. I mean, it is just, it's goodness in a bowl. And you'll be able to say it. The way Peter teaches people is he inclines his head so you can go, fur.
It does
so
sound
a whole
like
a gang of people who've done a walking tours. Who say fur by inclining their head in a certain way.
It's a whole body pronunciation. It does sound
a whole body pronunciation.
Necessary.
You've got to get right into it. But, God, there's so many words out there and so many great foods coming our way. It's so exciting. But,
okay, let me hit you up with this one. Okay. This is definitely coming off the text line, 0418226576. There's a certain kind of Italian toast dish with chopped tomatoes, olive oil, basil, perhaps on top. What would be the correct name for that dish?
Oh.
Starts with B.
I know, it's gone completely out of my head. Well, would you say it, Andy?
Some people say bruschetta, some people say bruschetta.
Second,
bruschetta with like a K bruschetta sound in the middle.
Yeah, bruschetta.
Oh, bruschetta. Wow. This is going to...
It's not a sh because of the ch. But, you know, that's just learning Italian words. You know, there's wines that have many, many syllables that, you know, Montepulciano, you know, that you just need to sort of learn, I guess. But it's not it's not a terrible, heinous thing to get it wrong, but it is so nice to get it right.
No, and I think the spirit of this conversation is me maybe getting them a little bit wrong to make everyone at home feel a little bit better. Let's just be open and share and perhaps make a few mistakes together. What other words do you think are getting mangled by our unique Australian way of speaking?
Well, I'm actually at a Syrian-Filipino dinner and I'm sitting with people and saying, I'm about to go on radio. What words in your food lexicon do people get wrong? So across the table, a Bosnian girl says, people call cevap or cevapcici, the skinless sausages, kevap, because they're reading C-E-V-A-P.
Kevap.
So...
so the old adage of it does what it says on the tin is not always correct.
Exactly. There's a beautiful dessert called halo halo in the Filipino world, but you would read it hello hello, which is not quite right, but it's quite quite sweet. to get it wrong, but then you know you go into the Lebanese world, and there's a soup that's made with this leafy vegetable called mochia. Yeah,
it's terribly fun to say. I'm sure it's even more fun to eat. Okay, here are some of the people on the text line. These are the classic mispronounced food or wine-related names. Let me ask you, what is the proper pronunciation of the wine waiter, the waiter who specialises in wine?
Sommelier.
Not sommelier.
Sorry. We're in Australia, Andy.
Okay, what about that special condiment coming from the United Kingdom? Is it Worcestershire or Worcestershire sauce?
I think it's the first. That's how I say it.
Have I got it wrong? My information on that one is that it's actually both.
It's both.
It's a trick.
Ah, good. It's a trick. So you can't get it wrong. What about the French champagne starting with M?
Ah, okay. So is that Moët or Moët? It's not Moët.
It's not Moët. I went to France many years ago. I have a French uncle and I see something about Moët and he held his sides. What? And 40 years later, I'm still hearing. You remember when you said? So it's. I think it's Moët, isn't it?
I remember when I was young, I thought the word suave was pronounced suave, and my family have never let me forget it. We're talking 25, 30 years. Still good. Can't. What about that sort of Turkish bread type dish? Starts with a G.
Gözleme. But you're reading it, Gio. Like, Turkish is hard. Danish is completely out there, difficult. Greek is good because you just sound out every set of syllable. Galaktoburiko. Panakopita, Lukomades, you know, it's sort of you can say that, but to read, you would read Gözleme, wouldn't you?
Well, it's the same in Spanish. A lot of Australians might read tortilla or paella or quinoa, not necessarily Spanish, but I'm not sure if Australians are willfully just reading it, taking the easy path, or I don't know. But the other one that I was surprised about was Chipotle. Not chipotle, the sort of spicy condiment,
yes.
Chili sauce.
Yeah. Chipotle. Yeah. Look, the only benefit I've had is spending a lot of time with people in their homes creating beautiful dishes from around the world for our Food Safari series. So that's where my ear comes in, and you want to get it right because it's a mark of respect to people.
That's right.
You know, you know the names of the ingredients or the dishes. But like charming Italians who say, oh, you know, give it a go, give it a go. people are pleased when you try and pronounce things in their language. It is a mark of respect.
I loved you on that show because you could really sense that respect when you're in people's kitchens. And, yeah, that was very obvious watching Food Safari.
Andy, it's such fun.
What a great job. That is the job to end all jobs. One last one before you go, Maeve. There's a small little berry, and it starts with an A. It is the kind of level 100 when it comes to mispronunciations. Do you know what that one's?
Oh, no, I don't. What is the little berry?
Acai.
Oh, acai. Acai.
Acai. Acai. Not the beer brand, the little berry.
Acai. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It almost sounds like you're saying the beer, but acai is the berry from the Amazon that is very high in nutrients, that is in a lot of smoothies now. And, you know, there are more great foods that will come our way. Thank God. You know, that's the joy of living in Australia. And we will get the way to say them.
Eventually.
Of course.
Eventually.
Eventually.
A little bit of your help, Maeve. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. Joy.
Great to talk to you. Thanks so much, Maeve Amara.
Thank you.
She is, of course, the author and the Food Safari guide. She certainly knows how to pronounce some of those names. And being in someone's kitchen from that kind of cultural background, the pressure would certainly be on. This cheeky text asks, how do you pronounce fillet au fish? Well, it is French. Filet-O-Fish. Thanks for your text, 0418-226-576. You're listening to RN Drive.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.